In Brazil, a political backlash is building against NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that work in areas such as the Amazon rainforest. Conservative politicians are upset over what they see as the NGO's excessive influence in matters such as the environment and Indian rights. Some believe the NGOs constitute an undue foreign influence on Brazil's government. Brazil's Senate is now setting up a special committee to investigate the groups and to decide whether to limit their ability to operate in the country. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Brasilia.
It's been a relatively good decade for Indians here in the corridors of power in Brasilia. In the last few years, it's become almost normal to see tribal leaders wearing skimpy traditional garb striding through the capital's modernistic government buildings on their way to meet with ministers and congressmen. This increased political access, which has resulted in vast new reservations and greater tribal rights, is due in part to non-Indians, specifically non-government organizations such as the Pro-Yanomami Commission, which lobbies on behalf of the Northern Amazon Yanomami tribe. The group's director, Fernando Bittencourt, says his organization is vital to the Yanomami's political interests.
Because they've made contact with society so recently, very few of them speak Portuguese, and they have little understanding of the legislation that affects their rights. For them, this is all very distant.
With the help of NGOs such as Bittencourt's, the Stone Age Yanomami tribe got the government to establish a 23-million-acre reservation along the Venezuelan border. Learning from that victory, other NGOs are helping four other tribes in the same region to create a reservation that's almost as vast. The group's efforts have irritated some of the biggest economic interests in Brazilian society, especially cattle ranchers and mining companies, who say the reservations stifle development on Brazil's northern frontier. Carlos Chagas, a conservative political columnist in Brasilia, says there's a growing sense in Brazil that some NGOs are a threat to national interests. There are some NGOs, Chagas says, that are at the service of transnational corporations and powerful governments. Chagas says environmental and pro-Indian NGOs seem to be furthering an international plan to keep Brazil from developing the Amazon. Chagas offers no direct proof of this, but he says he hopes evidence will come out of the committee that the Brazilian Senate is setting up to investigate the NGOs. Senator Mozarildo Cavalcanti from the Northern Amazon is the driving force behind the committee. Interviewed from his home over a noisy telephone connection, he says he wants to make sure Brazil isn't treated like a no man's land.
I think we shouldn't have this limpness that we see today, this lack of regulation of the groups. We need regulations, but that doesn't mean we're being xenophobic. We need legislation that will let us make sure we're not being taken advantage of by foreign corporations, who finance most of the NGOs.
Politicians such as Cavalcanti often worry about the sources of funding for both domestic and foreign NGOs, money which can come from international corporations, corporate foundations, and even foreign governments. The NGOs' reaction to the impending investigation has been mixed. Some have refused to comment publicly to avoid calling more attention to themselves, while others say they welcome the investigation because they want to demonstrate that they have nothing to hide. David Cleary, director of the Nature Conservancy's Amazon Project, says he's not worried about the Senate committee because he believes it's a symptom of the solid support that NGOs already enjoy in Brazilian society.
All that's been external pressure has been able to do is to help to mobilize, you know, Brazilian public opinion and Brazilian governmental institutions to more quickly ratify existing claims for lands which had been often in many cases sitting around for 20, 30, 40 years without effective action. So obviously this is inconvenient for certain politicians in certain parts of the Amazon, and they look around and blame NGOs, where in many cases the actual pressure is coming from within.
Cleary, who's worked in a variety of Amazon NGOs over the years, says it's important for foreign groups to respect Brazilian national pride. And he says some of the ill will toward foreigners can be blamed on very small NGOs who believe that they can preserve the rainforest by buying parts of it and taking it out of Brazilians' control.
Several of the organizations which have actually bought land are just like one or two rather fanatical foreigners who get this bee in their bonnet about saving this particular bit of the Amazon, saving in quotation marks.
Much of the Brazilian media's interest in the Senate investigation has centered on these small NGOs and the possibility that they're buying up land in an illegal or fraudulent fashion. NGO workers say if the Senate committee limits itself to repressing these small, non-mainstream groups, the larger NGOs are likely to support its efforts. Martin Kasti, NPR News, Brasilia.